here with Shamika Jennings, right here at Hubelo's booth at the IMEX Frankfurt event. We're here doing studio chats, and she is my next guest today. Shamika, how are things with you?
Things are wonderful. I am so overwhelmed and excited to just be here in person, be here with you, to meet you in person. I really have no words. I'm just kind of overwhelmed.
I love that too. I feel like that's, and it, you know, that seems to be a lot of us. It's almost overwhelming. And it's emotional.
Very. It's like, I am just so grateful to see so many people to come back on a global scale. So I know for me, like, I'm based in America, in the United States, and to come to IMEX Frankfurt to see everyone, to see all these, it gives me a slight existential crisis, I will not lie, but it's absolutely amazing to see events and people that are passionate about our work and wanting to get back together again in person. I am just, it really does warm my heart.
It does. There's a vibe of catharsis kind of that we're kind of feeling. I mean, I love seeing it, and it's just more than you normally would see, but I've actually seen around the booths where people just, like, they squeal in delight, run from each other, and hug.
It's so cute. Oh, my gosh. I have absolutely been obsessed with those moments, actually.
Yes.
Because I can't say that I experienced that, because this is my first IMEX Frankfurt, so I'm getting to meet new people every day, which is absolutely amazing. But it brings me back to when I got to do that at home for IMEX America, and I got to see my friends for the first time in years. And it's just like, I remember that feeling of like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in 2 years. It's great to see you. Tell me about everything, your family, your kids, work, what's going on, what's new. What have you learned during the pandemic? Because so many people have grown. And that's been my favorite thing to like find out about, like, how has the past 2 years treated you well.
Yes, exactly. And before we get too much further, I want to hover a little bit on what you are bringing to the events industry and just to this event in general. So Shamika, Events Noir, tell me about that.
So Events Noir is my baby.
Mm-hmm.
It is a company that blossomed during the pandemic. I kind of started it pre-pandemic, but I am the CEO or Chief Events Officer. So that's how I acknowledge myself in principle, Events Noir. And essentially it's your one-stop shop for all things event and conferencing, meeting planning. So from sourcing to contract negotiation, conference coordination, execution, exhibitor management, speaker management, sponsor management, everything in between, from soup to nuts, as they say, beginning to end.
Wow.
Me and my team, we plan events.
That's amazing. And let's just hover on the fact that you call yourself a chief events officer, which is, to me, I think that's the best CEO acronym definition I've heard.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, that's what, I mean, I think as an executive and CEO, it's like, events are such a foundation for many organizations.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to put a little bit more shine on ourselves.
I love it. I have a feeling some of our people watching will be like, ooh, I'm borrowing that.
You totally can. You heard it here first.
That's right. Well, with you having so much depth and experience and working so much with events, I'd love to get your take. I mean, are events back? Like, are we talking in person? Is it just 100% in person now for the rest of eternity?
I would love that. However, I feel like I'm an anomaly and a little bit of a controversial person. Mm-hmm. I've always been down for virtual and hybrid since pre-pandemic. Yeah. I got into the digital space back in 2014.
Right.
Maybe because I'm a millennial and I absolutely love technology. But I found that it's a great way to make events more accessible. Accessibility is absolutely important to me. And so creating an avenue for those that aren't supported or don't have the financial means to attend a conference in person, because an in-person event it can be very expensive if the sponsorship and support is not there.
Yeah.
And so having some sort of digital or hybrid aspect, I think, is necessary. However, I will add a caveat that hybrid has so many definitions. It doesn't have to be simultaneous. It doesn't have to be at the same time. It can be anything, but creating some sort of digital space for people to learn is really important as an aspect of your conference, whether it's simultaneously or immediately before, after, in between.
I love that you bring that up too, that I think a lot of people figure, like, you think hybrid, like, oh, well, that means at the same time I've got something in person live happening in a room somewhere with multiple people, but at the exact same time I need to be having that same thing or something similar happening for virtual. But you're saying there is a flexibility. You literally can kind of craft it any way that makes sense.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think there's a way to be innovative with your event, because really ultimately you have to do what's best for you and do what's best for your membership in the community that your members or your organization serves.
Yeah.
And I don't think you should follow the trend just to follow the trend, because hybrids are expensive. Like, it is an expensive, and it's an investment. However, I want to harp on the fact that it is an investment, because if you might not see a return the first year, but it might come in year three or year five.
Right.
Because people, it's a great way for people, an entry space to your organization.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's something that people should push off now that we're back in person. I think it is really important, but meetings in hybrid space and in virtually, it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so if you're a team of one or a small team, you would have to divide the team. So there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen before you kind of just dive in and decide.
Well, unfortunately, we've got people like yourself where if they're like, should I, shouldn't I, they can come and ask you about
and
explore what the possibilities are. But like you said, if you're a team of one, you're probably going to need some support, some partnership, some help.
Yeah, you really do. And I can say, I just had a client, so right before I came to Frankfurt, I was in San Antonio for a client where they focused 100% on their in-person meeting, and they brought me in to meet the hybrid and virtual.
Oh.
And they were just like, you like it, we love it. You got it.
You take it.
And it was great. It worked out really well for them because they were really able to focus on what their strengths were.
Mm-hmm.
And while I absolutely love in-person meetings, and I sometimes don't really promote that I do virtual that much because I don't want to be like the only virtual thing, I love supporting virtual meetings. And so how we did it was we streamed the general session, and we streamed two session rooms. We pre-recorded sessions to give exclusive content to virtual attendees as well. And it worked out really perfectly for everyone.
Nice.
It was a great dynamic.
Well, and you just said something too. It worked out perfectly for everyone. And I think, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think our event planners out there, that's the challenge, right? They're trying to make it where whoever the attendee is, whatever their life situation and whatever way they want to experience an event, you're trying to craft the experience so it can be whatever they want.
Yes. We are in the mode of personalization and customization.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes to events, I think that's also a great way to, if you do add a hybrid or virtual component,
mm-hmm.
Creating on demand so that I can consume content whenever, however.
Yeah.
Because it's an investment to come to an in-person conference. To be here, I'm taken away from a few other things.
Right.
But if I can have the combination of, okay, right now I'm participating in this lovely session, and then I might have to go take a call, but I can still like stream it on my TV. Actually, I also want to look. I feel like there's an idea there, a sponsorship
mm-hmm.
opportunity to talk to your like hotels and use their custom channel
to
like start streaming some of your sessions there.
That's smart.
But or your, I didn't mean to say TV, I meant to say your computer, but there's a sponsorship opportunity.
Whatever you want to do,
take it. But I think giving people a little bit more flexibility
mm-hmm.
also is what we need, because I think being at events, coming back to events in person, it can be a little, like we said, overwhelming. And so that can be exhausting if you haven't worked that muscle in a while.
Yeah. Oh, really good point.
And so if you come back to a meeting, and you're expected to be all day on and you haven't done it in a while, that is tiring. But if you have opportunities where I can stream some content or do something where I go back to my room, take a little bit of a break, but still be part of the conference, I think that's a great element and add-on.
You know, it's funny. I was just messaging with someone I met here at the conference. We were talking 2 days ago about, oh, we're excited to go to I think they had a clubbing thing last night.
Oh.
Which I was like, yes, I'll go. And then the next morning I was like, well, I woke up at 3 a.m. and had interviews all day. And so by the time it was time for that, I couldn't go. But I mean, it would almost have been cool to be like, oh, and now I'm taking your idea, right? Where it's like, well, it'd be neat. Can I just, do you have a camera that's just showing me everybody having fun? Then I don't feel like, oh, I might not have my heels on. I might not be out there with you, but at least I can kind of say, oh, everyone's having good times.
I think that's a great idea. I wish I, because there are different times. But can you send me the drink to my room so I can participate that way. I'm partying virtually.
Oh my gosh, I would have loved that. And literally, you could be like, well, I may not have the shoes that the high heels I'm wearing out there, but I'm enjoying it from afar.
I'm still part of it. That's all events are. So you want to be included and part of it. And so making that extra effort for people that might not be like there, like where you can touch them, but still they can feel connected.
Yeah.
I think that is worth a little bit of extra effort.
Well, I want to ask you one last thing too, is we have a ton of event professionals watching. Is there any piece of advice you'd like to give people mm-hmm. as they're looking kind of forward and planning these events, whether it's in person, hybrid or virtual, or anything kind of in whatever they're crafting and anywhere in between, any advice you want to make sure event professionals hear from you?
I feel like my one advice, and it's something that I go back to often nowadays, we'll kind of tie back to that personalization and customization idea. Get people involved, get all of your stakeholders involved in the creation. Don't make assumptions. don't feel the need to, because you might not need to do hybrid or virtual. Ask your stakeholders.
Yeah.
And stakeholders not only being executives or sponsors, but really your attendees and the people that are consuming your event and participating.
Yeah.
Because if they are engaged in that development process, they will be invested in the final product.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to get more into like just doing an audit on ourselves, checking in with our members, asking them questions, and really getting them engaged in the process from beginning to end. And so that is truly my advice to event professionals, is to talk to your people, your yeah. colleagues, your members, your sponsors, your stakeholders, everyone,
mm-hmm.
To really make a win-win
yeah.
opportunity.
Well, because that's data, you know, and that'll beat your gut feeling every day of the week.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Because they'll tell you what they want. Well, Shanika, I want to ask you, too, real quick. So we're going to ask you, where can we find and follow you online to learn more about getting the help we need for these events?
Sure. So you can follow me on Twitter. It's probably my absolute favorite social media platform, at Shanika Plans. So Shanika, Shameka, Plans. I'm also on ShamikaJennings.com if you want to learn more about me and some of the work that I do to support the industry, or EventsNuora.com to learn more about my business as well. And also Shamika Jennings, lots of letters after on LinkedIn.
Lots of letters. I've been loving too. When I first became part of the events industry through Hoopla, I was like, all right, I need to go Google what all these things mean. And now I'm like, well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And again, CEO, Chief Events Officer,
yes.
and all those letters.
Yes.
And then the last thing I want to ask you, something we ask our guests, just to kind of let our audience know a little bit more about you. Is there anything that you're listening to, watching, or reading right now that you can't put down?
Oh, that's a great question. What am I watching? I'm always working.
That's the right answer, too.
I am always working, so consuming content around just how to better myself in events.
Yeah.
But when it comes to what am I watching or what I'm excited to start watching again, because I just went through all of my Netflix queue.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm watching and currently obsessed with, it's not silly, but the French Open. I am a tennis player. I play tennis competitively at home.
Wow,
and so the French Open is currently on while we are here, and so that is something I'm absolutely obsessed with. Tennis is probably always on between my house or when I go visit family or friends. We're always watching
amazing.
Tennis. So tennis is always probably my consistent.
Is there anyone you're pulling for this year?
I saw Nadal one last night. It was a very rough go. He played Djokovic, which was it's so early. So I'm hoping he's the king of clay. So that's going to be exciting. And I believe Coco Gauff is the American female. There's a couple American females in the quarters and finals. So I love Coco. I think she would be great, but I would be happy with any of the Americans that are still in right now.
Amazing. Well, no, I love that. And again, stuff we wouldn't have known about you,
yeah.
and now we know. So that's awesome. But
yeah.
Shanika, thank you so much for spending this time over our microphones at Hublot Studio Chats, and have a great rest of your IMEX Frankfurt experience.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Great to see you. Great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.